Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for joining us at Take Two Radio today. Pam, your host, and today I have Dawn, which I seem to have all the time. How did that happen?
I don't know. I think it started out as arm twisting, and then finally I just caved and said, okay, I'll do it. No, I'm teasing. I don't know. I think we just decided great minds think alike, and we need to be collaborating. So here we are, you know.
And
at least
what
that's
better,
what I'm saying, and, you know, it sounds good anyway, whether it's convincible or believable, who knows. But
all right, and I was going to say, what better than two women that can chit-chat and jabber and go on and on. So hopefully everybody else enjoys that. We are still waiting for our guest tonight, which is Keaton Lusk, and he's an indie artist from North Carolina, which is in Dawn's neck of the woods.
Woohoo! Yes,
yeah. Now we're going to have to settle her down because she's going to get wild with this.
I'm always happy to talk to an indie artist from the great state of North Carolina. So, yes, bring him on, please.
Yeah. as soon as he calls in, I will do that. So,
yeah,
how's your weather
really
out there today?
The weather, again, has been absolutely gorgeous. It was near 70. It was sunny, not a cloud in the sky. It was just a great day. I actually had on, you know, last week I was wearing boots, and this and today and yesterday I was wearing my little slide-on sandals and capris. So I was like, this is just so indicative of North Carolina weather, though. So, and they even say, I think one or two days this coming week we're going to have 70 or more. So it's going to be interesting. It's like,
well you're lucky. I mean, today it was gorgeous again, you know, 60-something. I didn't even catch what the weather was, but I know it's very warm. But we're supposed to go downhill from here.
Mm.
So I'm not looking forward to that because, of course, I have doctor's appointments and stuff I have to go to when it's going to be freezing cold out.
Yeah. Well, you're in the part of the country where, you know, that is the kind of weather you're supposed to have this time of year. Like it or not. And I'm in the part of the country where our weather, we don't know. I think it has multiple personalities, because we don't know from one day to the next, even sometimes, what it's going to do. So we're all over the map.
Right.
So this is why, you know, when it gets to be the holiday season, we want it to be cold. We want it to at least feel like the holiday season. And when it's 75 degrees outside, no, it's easy to forget that it's, you know, December, whatever, and Christmas
mm-hmm,
is around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? I don't know how the people in Florida do this, you know, but they love it, obviously, but
yeah.
I guess it's wherever you were born and raised is what you're accustomed to, you know, so. But
yeah. Well, I want to give a shout out to David, who always joins us for our show in the chat room. And if any of our other listeners would like to join us in the chat room, please do. And you can talk to each other or ask questions, something that you want to ask Keaton about. Also call in if you have a question or you just want to say hi. The phone number is 1-718-506-1540, and press the number 1 so that way we know we have to pick up your phone call. A lot of people will just call in to listen on the phone.
Yeah. And I want to say a big shout out to David as well. Hello, David. Thank you for being in the chat room, and thank you for joining us today, to all the listeners out there. We certainly appreciate it.
Now, David says Will is pawing his nose. I hope Will is a cat.
I hope Will is a cat. Yes, for sure. live radio, it's nothing like it in the world, you know?
I know.
So what have you been up to today, Pam? You know, it's Sunday. It's supposed to be the day of rest, as they say, but it's never a day of rest for me. I'm going from the time my feet hit the floor till I'm back in the bed at night, it seems like.
Yeah, not too much. The G kids are here, so, you know, it's always something going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And
yeah,
getting
well,
ready for tomorrow's show, you know.
I actually wrapped some Christmas gifts this afternoon. I was kind of excited that I had time in my crazy day to do that. When my kids get back later this evening, they always, this time of year, when the tree goes up and there's nothing under it to start, they're like, when are you going to start wrapping gifts, Mom? Well, And then they pose the question, well, do you even have any gifts to wrap? Yes, I just don't have a time to wrap yet. So they're going to be pleasantly surprised to arrive back home this evening and find there's some gifts under the tree. So,
right.
You know, they're always, you know, I dare them to shake them. So they're not allowed to do that. They can at least look and see that there are gifts, but that's the extent of it. So, so they'll be very proud of their mother for doing that today. So among other things, believe me.
Well, is my gift shakeable?
Is your gift shakeable? I'm not going to say because that might give it away. So,
my gift should be a plane ticket to go to North Carolina for the winter.
Well, you know, it could be indeed, and if I find out that you're having snow on Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, we might have a deal.
Oh, but, yay.
Actually, my kids probably would never stand for that. They would not like me doing that, so
yeah.
I have to be here, you know. They'll be at their dad's to start on Christmas Day, and then they'll be home later in the day, and we'll do their Christmas here. So, yeah, mom can't be leaving town and going anywhere.
Oh, well,
sure.
I try.
I was thinking
while we're waiting for our guest to call in, because obviously he's running late, why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit about Last Breath and Jingle All the Way, their new Christmas song, and what they made that song for, and then we can go ahead and play it. Last Breath is also an indie band. They're out of the UK from England, and they made a song called Jingle All the Way that you can download from www.lastbreathrock.weebly.com for £2 in the UK and a little over $3 in US dollars. And all the money that they collect for the downloads of that song is going to go to a hospice for kids and young adults and their families called Bryan House. And it's similar to what we have here, like the Ronald McDonald House. And they're just trying to make the Christmas a little bit happier, or I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard when it's a hospice and you know that the kids are not going to leave there, you know, and not get well. But just try to help them in some way with their Christmas to enjoy it while they're here. So, well, you know what? Maybe I have our guest on. So we'll play that song later at the end of the show, though. Let me go ahead and pick up this call.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, Keaton?
Hey, this is him.
Oh, hi. This is Pam. You're live on the air.
Pam.
And then we have Dawn.
Hi,
my co-host.
Okay.
So, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good.
I'm loving it. Keaton, I must tell you, when I found out you were from the great state of North Carolina, I was elated because Pam and I, we do our show remotely at two different locations. She's in Illinois. I'm in North Carolina. So,
oh, cool.
So when you said, how are y'all doing? I was like, yes.
Right up her alley.
Pam has always harassed me about my accent. I think she's jealous and wants it, but only, you know, only people in the South could totally understand and appreciate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you with us.
My accent's not that bad.
No, I don't hear that much of an accent.
But it comes out once in a while.
Yeah, that's true. Every once in a while. But it's great to have you with us. Thank you so much for taking time to be here.
Thanks for having me. This is cool.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, I listened to some of your songs that you've done on YouTube. And I have to say, you're very diverse in the music that you do. Nothing is ever the same. You don't stick with one genre. Is this something you set out to do, or you just like everything?
I don't know. I kind of get sucked into all these different things. None of my original stuff is on YouTube. It's actually all in processing right now, mixing and mastering and whatnot, and publishing.
Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. But I don't even know if I even have a style. I'm kind of like a cartoonist.
Cartoonist?
In terms of, you know, like with music, I can, I don't know, I can sing country, but I can also, you know, do, you know, new wave kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, electronic kind of stuff, you know, or,
right, right.
you know, Queen, if you want.
Yes.
But,
yes,
Bohemian Rhapsody was
yeah.
excellent. We love that
one. Oh, thank you.
yeah, you
definitely
really
have the voice.
You have a killer. You do a killer job on that, Keaton. And actually, the first time that I saw it on YouTube, I was like, wow. I was like, you know, you so need to submit that to Queen because wow, I was just really impressed with the vocals and Bohemian Rhapsody is not the easiest song in the world to sing, and not everyone can sing anywhere close in the neighborhood of Freddie Mercury. So kudos to you on both of those.
That's
no small
girl.
Feat, for sure.
It's just it happened to be in my range, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. So what about your new stuff that's going to be coming out?
Talk
a little bit about
I got into, after I graduated from college, I got into composing for video games and film.
Mm-hmm.
You can look on my IMDb. I'm on my 8th film. I do sound design and music.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then I have 2 video games that I did music for and sound design. So it's always a challenge because they're all different, you know, different. They all call for, like, different themes and different styles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, one game is a sci-fi shooter. So I had to, you know, make, you know, come up like sci-fi, like electronic, but, you know, alien kind of stuff. And then
yeah.
the next game was a Roman, like a Roman gladiator kind of game. So I had to do like orchestrated, you know, big, you know, pieces like that. And then, you know, the movies I've had to do, you know, like Middle Eastern kind of music, all the way to like, you know, basic, you know, piano stuff.
When you hear it being played, I mean, do you get like, oh my God, that's mine?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool at first. The first scene I did, I love pulling it up and showing people, like, I did that.
Yeah, cool. That's right.
Because I actually got rejected from East Carolina University's music program.
Oh, no way.
Because I forgot the words to the English song that I auditioned with. I auditioned with an Italian piece,
mm-hmm.
a Spanish piece, and then an English piece, and I forget the words in the English piece. I sang the other, you know, I got the other languages perfect.
Yeah.
But they were like, we're so sorry, but, you know, you screwed up. And
oh, my gosh.
I actually keep that rejection letter pinned to my wall right above my desk.
As a reminder never to do that again.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now I'm composing for, you know, movies and stuff, you know, and, you know, they told me I couldn't do that.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that, you know, you at some point, you know, send East Carolina one of your movie tracks, finished, completed, and, you know, in final form, and just say, hey, take a listen to this, and let me know what you think.
right.
they wouldn't even face them.
You have to say, be like, nah, 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 nah. I did it.
I don't know. They're just kind of like those guys you hear on the classical music stations, you know. I don't know. I'm not trying to talk bad, but I'm saying wouldn't faze them. They're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Good for you. Moving on. So, but still, I use it as motivation.
Well,
right.
Yeah, definitely. And I would dare say that you have certainly proven yourself and defied any odds that them or anyone else may have put out there to say, hey, you know, which is just all the more, like you say, it's inspiring and it's very motivational. And it definitely has shown you that you can do, you know, people will always, I think sometimes we tend to, you know, we get backlash and it's easy to buy into that, but we have to remember that we are capable. So you certainly have gone on to prove that you are capable and have exceeded expectations there.
Yeah, you don't have to be, you know, classically trained in anything. You don't have to, if you want to be a writer, you don't have to go to a fancy writing school, you know, to be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're born
That's
with
right.
a dream to do anything, then you have to figure it out yourself how to do it.
Yeah, and it really is a mind over matter thing. I think if you are born with it, like you say, and it is a dream, that you will work at that until you master it, you know, and you won't stop because it will, you'll just be so driven to succeed no matter what. Because if you have that dream inside and that passion to couple it, it really makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I'm very dream-driven. And, you know, it helps that I work with actually an Emmy-nominated composer
mm-hmm.
Named Craig Branwin. And he's pretty much like my mentor slash partner in all the films that we do. We, you know, we knock them out with us and one other guy pretty much.
Well, that's wonderful.
Mhm. So your music, your original music, is currently being mixed and mastered. And do you have any idea when you might be releasing your album?
I'm thinking near before the spring
mm-hmm.
of the next year. We're actually doing it in a big studio. I got a record label. They're called Center Sound Records. Producing my album,
awesome.
And we're doing everything on state of the art equipment. And they're letting me have control over all of my music, which is
that's,
good. You know,
that's huge. Yeah, that's huge.
But they're an indie label and out of Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And really cool people. So that's cool. But it's just hard getting my crazy music and my mind into notes or, you know, audible sound.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the engineers to understand what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll play something and they'll edit it to make it sound their kind of, you know, feel.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get a lot of creative people in one place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, no, but
know,
I kind of like it, though. I've learned that it's all about collaboration, you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
sharing with everybody.
Yeah, I don't think one song that's ever been recorded and played on the airwaves is basically one person's work. It's a collaboration mm-hmm. of many. You may have written the song and the lyrics and the music,
mm-hmm.
but then it goes from there to other people to help you get
yep.
that idea out there and a valid, you know, a physical CD or an iTunes or something. Now, will you release this as a physical CD or will it be on iTunes and Amazon and such?
Oh, yeah. It'll actually be released as a CD. I'm actually in charge of all the artwork and everything. So it's really a tough project for me because I can design things for other people. I can do, you know, web design and photography and stuff like that. But when it comes to my own stuff, I'm really serious about it, you know. So
yeah, you get a little bit more picky and critique yourself.
It takes me a while to get it out. Like we're working on this film right now called Don't Pass Me By. I'm sorry. I'm working on that, but there's another one I'm actually on the set for a few weeks. It's called Oh my gosh, I just went blank. I gotta pull up my IMDb. I haven't slept in a few days.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking. You have Youngsville, A Long Way Off. Don't Pass Me By.
A Long
a
Way
box
Off. There we go. I don't know
a long
why
way
I
off.
The name.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got Robert Davi in it. And, you know,
I love him.
Yeah, he's pretty scary.
Is he? Why?
Yeah. No, I mean, he's really nice, but he's just, you know, when I look at him, I think of James Bond's, you know, villain.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Goonies bad guy. So, he's just kind of scary.
Yeah.
But he's nice. I have a picture up on my Facebook with him, and I'm actually taller than him, so I'm not really too intimidated.
Well,
but
it's
his personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just got that gangster personality. But it's fun. I'm having to, you know, do music as we go, as well as, you know, mixing and booming the sound on location.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a challenge. It's a lot of work.
Now, how do you get into something like that? How do you get into a film? Do you submit music originally, and then they go through people's music and find it, or how does that work?
It was a freak accident. I worked one of the movies I did called Destiny Road, which was also kind of like a faith-based film. We picked up because I was speaking at the Living Arts College in Wake Forest. To a video game audio class about my game. So the professor takes me out to lunch and asks me if I want to do movies. And, you know, he had just got nominated for an Emmy. So he started getting all these gigs coming his way. So he needed to build a team, and he liked my work. And nothing I do is traditional. I have my own, like, alien ways of doing, you know, getting the product finished. And they don't really understand it. And I don't understand how they do it, but, you know, the results
just
come
worked.
Out good. The results come out good, and it keeps me around, so.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great thing.
We ran out of time, you know, working on the movie, kind of, and I was like, you know, I'll make music to these few scenes. So I took a keyboard in the other room, and I did the music for these few scenes, and then turned out being everyone's favorite. They like loved it. I mean, it was the scene itself, kind of, because, you know, I kind of took advantage. It was kind of a trippy scene, so I made it very rockish, rockin' orchestra, you know, mixed kind of thing. But and that just led to, you know, doing more music and working on more projects. And I have a song on iTunes right now that just released last week, which is a children's book.
Really?
It's a Read with Max. It's a children's book, and there are a series of songs that go along with the books. And I'm actually the voice of Max, the main character of the cartoon. So,
cool.
Yeah. So, you know, just, you know, straight stuff like that, you know.
That is. I mean, you're more than just an indie artist like I thought you were. You know, you're involved in so many different ways. You're so creative in so many different ways. You should be really proud of yourself. I would love to have your mind for, like, a day.
No,
no, really.
Because I could be creative in one way, but not like, I mean, you do everything.
Well, I'm a little strange. I mean, you can ask anyone I work with or know. I'm a little out there. But I
well, you don't
I
sound
it
like it.
It wouldn't be fun if I wasn't, you know, so
right.
Nerdy and dorky.
Well, but, as I listen to you talk about what you've done with your career so far, you know, my mind keeps going back to what you said a little bit earlier about the whole East Carolina rejection, you know, music school rejection thing. It's like, whoa, huge loss for them, you know. Because wow, you, like Pam said, you are much more than just an indie artist. I mean, and you very, very vast resume of things that you've done and things that you're working on. It's quite impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I'm really blessed. Honestly, I don't even control it. You know, it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful for it, and you know, and it keeps getting better and better.
Well, I believe in hard work, but I also believe in fate, and it sounds like this was something that was fated to be in your life. So, you know, you started it out by, you know, getting interested in music, and God or the world or whoever, you know, just took over from that point on and led you down the path that you're supposed to go.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Oh, I totally agree. It's definitely supernatural, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it was aliens, but...
You know what I mean.
Now, I also wanted to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying it's just some kind of, you know, super, yeah, you know, crazy thing.
Yeah. I wanted to say that when I listen to songs on YouTube, I also like to read the comments that are underneath the songs. And
uh-huh.
You have a lot of people that love your music, no matter what you're singing. One of them, though, stood out to me, and I have to talk about it. You did the Civil Wars cover, Barton Hollow, with Lainey. I'm not sure how do you say her last name. Is it Dubois or
Dubois? Dubois, yeah. She's actually
Dubois,
my girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, is she? Well, she's got an unbelievably beautiful voice as well.
She does. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you can tell because there's nothing electronically behind you guys. It's just you, you know, doing it acoustically. And it's just, it's amazing. It shows the true talent. But somebody wrote on there, which I thought was so funny, but it's such a huge compliment. You stomp the ever-loving crap out of the Civil War's version. I would buy an album of your music or look around a lot on the internet till I found it for free from some Russian website that would steal my credit card info, charge loads of vodka and hookers to my account, and eventually cause my ultimate demise. I have never read anything like that ever.
I know, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that was I remember reading that. They really went all out for that comment.
But as you read it, even though it's so funny, that was really, really a compliment.
I know, it was very flattering. I was like, wow, thank you. No, seriously, it's stuff like that really, like, pushes me.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly should read those every day because it's easy to get discouraged today, you know, because there's so much competition and haters. And,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
And, you know, we got to look past that kind of stuff.
Yes. Yeah, if you concentrate on negativity, that's what you're going to have on your life. So we believe, Dawn and I, in concentrating on the positive and being around people that are going to bring us positive vibes in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
definitely.
Sure. I totally agree with you. Anyone negative in your life needs to, you know, you need to get away because
right.
It's just going to
It'll bring you down.
Only,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And
now,
karma is karma.
One, what's it?
I was just going to say karma is an amazing thing. You know, what you put out there, you get back tenfold,
mm-hmm.
I believe. And, you know, so you get what you give. And having the right people in your life makes all the difference.
Growing up, I've always tried to do the good thing, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Actually, middle school and my first year of high school, I was actually bullied really bad. And I was really nerdy and ugly, you know, acne, glasses, braces,
Oh my gosh, you don't look like
jean
that now.
Jean shorts, you know, and I had my clarinet and Pokemon cards, and I got bullied frequently.
That's sad though, because that does happen for those reasons.
And I've dreamt, you know, so hard during those days where I was so alone, and you know, I just thought there was no hope. You know, I looked at all those stars and, you know, good people out there, you know, making a difference, and like I wanted that, you know, more than anything. And then, you know, I grew my hair out to hide my acne, and you know, then my acne cleared up, and then it turned out I had cool long hair.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I got contacts and got my braces off. So.
And there you go. There you
go.
And it happened. And I, you know.
And you're the guy at your high school reunion down the road at one of these days where, you know, people will go, wow. You know, and then they'll feel about yay tall, as we say here in North Carolina, you know, that they ever bullied you and picked on you. Because, you know, you're successful, you've got the looks, you're, you know, an aspiring musician, you're about to release your first album. I mean, you've got so many great things going for you. And thank goodness you rose above all that and didn't let the naysayers, you know, stay inside your head and drag you down to the point that you didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. So that, you know, that is a true testament, you know, to your success.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, I wouldn't ever like want to rub it,
right.
You know, in their faces, kind of. I mean, maybe a little. Just kidding. But,
yeah.
But really, I don't really even care about that. I haven't even been to any of my high school reunions yet. I think there's already been like one or two. I don't know. But I'm over all that, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They
time to live life,
they can, yeah, they can add me on Facebook and, you know, pretend to talk to me and be my friends, you know, all of a sudden, but you know, I'll always remember.
You'll never forget. That's true.
Right.
You know,
it's like like somebody winning the lottery and all of a sudden they have all these relatives and friends. So that's, you know, you know,
and
that's
I,
not
I,
a
I
true
still
friendship.
Look in the mirror and I'm surprised, you know, like who I see because, you know, I was so used to, you know, the nerdy Keaton.
Right.
Well, we've got a couple of questions from the chat room, and Jason from the chat room wants to know, where do you see your career in 5 to 10 years?
In 5 to 10 years, I see myself still working in like filming video games, but I've actually been asked. Or, you know, been told by some of the directors I work with that they want me to act in their movies.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So I actually did act in high school and college a lot, and I was, you know, lead roles and all that. So I'd really like to get back into that. And I'm really into the writing and directing. I'm actually writing my own musical right now.
Well, we could definitely say we knew you when.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, it's hard. I mean,
yeah, it is.
I have a lot of different little projects. I mean, I'm always, you know, doing something crazy. Like, I have a... down in my studio in my basement, you know, next to it, I have a winery where I've been making my own wine.
Oh, my God.
You know, stuff like that, or, you know.
Red or white?
Oh, both.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll just get sidetracked with little things like that. But I never know where I'm going to end up in 5 years because I didn't see myself working with movies and stuff like this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would definitely love to see you on the small screen or the big screen and acting in something because you definitely – have the face and the personality and the experience and everything else that goes with it. So Jason is asking again. He says, do you ever watch the show Nashville?
No, my girlfriend does. I actually always have to work.
Oh, okay.
When that's on.
Yeah, because he was asking if you thought they portrayed the music industry accurately or more fictionalized. So that would be a question, I guess, towards your girlfriend then.
Yeah. I don't know. I have been, by working with a indie label, you know, I've been learning so much about the industry. So, you know, I'm hoping when I do release my album, you know, I'm glad I didn't release one beforehand, because I'm learning the ropes first. You know, you gotta know before you don't want to jump the gun on anything.
Right.
So I just hope everyone likes it, you know.
Do you have a name for your album yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
But one of the songs actually on there that I'm going to add on there, I wrote last night. There's a scene in the film, A Long Way Off, where they're in a cafe, and there's a musician playing in the background. And it's a pretty long scene, but they asked me to write a song and if I wanted to be that musician in the film with Robert Downey.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, okay. And
yeah.
thinking that we were filming that scene today, I stayed up all night and wrote a song for them. And it turns out we won't be shooting that until a couple weeks from now. So.
Oh, wow.
At least I got it done and out of the way.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you do so many different things as part of your career. Is there one particular aspect of everything that you do that you enjoy the most?
I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. I like just playing music. I don't know. I like playing and singing. That's probably my favorite thing, closing my eyes and just, because, you know, that's the only way I can release
emotion.
And I guess that's why I guess that's how I stay so laid back, is by, you know, I have my own way of releasing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, some people write music, some people write books, some people write poetry, so that's your way of doing it. Other people that don't have those outlets just go crazy and yell at everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, working on movies is awesome, you know, and really cool, you know, but I still love just sitting down with a guitar or a piano and a microphone and just, you know, even if it's, you know, in a little coffee shop or a wine shop or a little bar with just a few people, it's just good to do it. Or if I'm by myself in the basement.
Well,
you know, Jason said
that he wants to know if you watch General Hospital. The General Hospital musical director, Paul Glass, is always looking for new artists, hint, hint. And you can follow him at GHMusicPG. So I don't know if you watch any soaps or anything, but there's...
Oh, interesting.
There's another person for you to get in touch with.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. I'm actually connecting to this chat room.
Oh, are you?
I think I had a link to it on my Twitter. I remember.
Yeah, I tweeted one out. You can follow Jason too and talk to him more about these things if you'd want. His Twitter is at Jason_Spitzer and SPITZER. And Keaton's Twitter is at Keaton Lusk, KEATONLUSK. And that goes for our listeners, too, if you want to follow him on Twitter and keep up with what he's doing. And hopefully he tweets out his new album soon, so that way you can go ahead and buy it. Because I think it's going to be phenomenal. Just from the cover songs that I've listened to by you, your voice is just, I love it.
Well, thanks.
I always have
trouble with my own songs. I usually write them, record them, and scrap them because I don't like my voice for some reason.
Well,
I think a lot of people
are like that.
And I have trouble watching those cover videos. I get really embarrassed. Like, they passed the song around to test it out today for the coffee shop scene, and I was just hiding in the corner like, oh, God. Yeah. but they liked it, you know. And like you said, there's so many different genres I can do. I don't know which one I should stick with, or should I apply them all into one.
I say do what you love, and if you love them all, why not?
Yeah. So that's what I do. I mean, I have a little bit of every different kind of style that appears, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's just me. You know, if I have, you know, I still have a few more tracks to put on there, and, you know, they might, you know, one might be this and one might be that. So,
that's what is going to make you so versatile as an artist, because you're a creative person by nature anyway, and you're involved in so many different things. And so to be able to offer up, you know, music that you make, and it's, you know, a lot of different styles, I think is very good, because you will be the kind of artist, I believe, that will put out albums where people will listen to, you know, from song to song, front to finish. I mean, start to finish. And, you know, it'll be one of those that you can enjoy every song, because it's going to be a little bit different. And that's, you know, that's a great thing, and it's a very unique quality that you don't find in a lot of artists in this day and time.
Wow. Thank you. That means a lot, seriously.
Well,
we believe in you.
I really hope it turns out like that.
Well, I really, personally, when I buy an album, I always really feel like I've gotten my money's worth, and some of my favorite albums are the ones in which, you know, I listen from start to finish and enjoy every song as much as, you know,
mm-hmm.
the hit song that I bought the album for. So,
right.
You know, because it, you know, I've bought many albums in my day where, you know, I think we can all attest to it, where we buy the album and then, you know, there's that one or two songs on the album that we love. Now, this is before the age of iTunes, when you could just buy
individual songs.
But, you know, back in the day, you bought a CD, and, you know, you might have bought it for the two or three hits off of the CD, and the rest of it you just scrapped. You never listened to it because it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't up to the same par as the song, the hits on the album. But it's always refreshing when you can buy an album and it is good from start to finish, and you want to listen to it, and it's the kind of thing you just pop in and you listen to in the background while you're driving, and, you know, and it's enjoyable, very enjoyable.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Most of the, you know, music I grew up on is, you know, old classic stuff, you know, and I was really raised heavily on, you know, the concept album, you know, where it's kind of like a story,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, through, and I've always wanted to do a concept album, and because I know we're in the singles era, you know,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I just...
Well, who do you think inspired you as far as a band or an artist, a singer? Who do you think inspired you the most?
Oh, I have a few, actually. Some of my biggest influences, I would say, are Jeff Buckley, Elton John, Queen, and oh God, I could go on, because I mean, I just love so many things.
Well, those are huge in itself, so, you know, we can see how
yeah.
they would influence you or inspire you.
But I'm also really into, you know, I love, like, old Electric Light Orchestra, like their Time album. I listen to that a lot. And, I listen to, weird things like the War of the Worlds orchestrated version by, what's his name? Oh, Jeff Wayne, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. You know, stuff like that, you know. And I actually went to school in England at the Montfort University for music technology and innovation. And basically what we studied was minimalism. And that probably changed the way I write music. And even, like, everyday life, it's probably affected me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've learned that, how to be inspired by everything, despite, you know, how minimal it is.
Right.
You know,
that's,
every
and that's
little
good.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every little thing, adds up to make a whole, you know. And it,
oh, yeah.
It's really
definitely.
Important.
Well, I think Jason now is your best friend. He sent the links I put in the chat room of you doing Bohemian Rhapsody and Barton Hollow to Paul Glass via Twitter. So.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think you
Jason.
Guys need to hook up and start chatting.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Okay, I let him know that. I said thank you. So, but
oh,
he can
cool.
hear us talking.
Thanks.
So.
Oh, okay, good. That's very nice of
them. Well, now you've collaborated with quite a few people already, and is there anyone in particular that you would love to collaborate with that you've not had the opportunity to work with as of yet?
If there were anybody. All the people I would ever want to collaborate with are dead.
Well,
but,
that would be kind of hard.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know who I would love to collaborate with. I'd love to collaborate with anybody. I just want to do something.
Yeah.
I don't know who it's with.
Now,
yeah.
is Lainey going to be on any of the songs in your new album?
I'm trying to get her.
You?
I'm trying to get her to do that, but she's very shy.
She's
and,
shy.
She's still in school, you know. So we don't really have much time to. And she lives in South Carolina, so
we
don't really get to see each other that much. But it's almost every week we get to see each other, but you know, and we get to record. And write a bunch of stuff, you know, once in a while, and that's pretty fun, but, you know, it's hard.
Tell her that we believe that she should do something, and not necessarily with you. I mean, if she wants to with you, that would be great, because you guys sing well together, but tell her to get over that shyness, because she really does have a voice.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I tell her all the time. I believe in her all the way. She really is amazing.
I'm surprised she did YouTube.
Yeah,
with being
yeah.
shy, you know?
Yeah, she didn't even know she could sing before that.
Really?
That just came out. When I was in college, I put out a notebook, you know, at a party because I just got some new equipment and I wanted to experiment on some people, and I was like, if you want to record, you know, write your name down and your number, and, you know, me and my brother, you know, we'll record you. And my brother Cameron is really talented. He's amazing. When he was 17 or 16, he was second or third in the state on the drum set without even trying. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I have to jump in and tell you that I have a son, and he is 17 now, and he has been playing drums since he was 6, and he loves it. I mean, I don't think a day goes by that he doesn't play drums, and he's picked up the guitar recently too. And he, you know, so a very unique irony there. So he was high ranked in the state. That's awesome. Congratulations to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. He, you know, our parents divorced when we were in high school, so he was kind of like left on his own. My parents went two separate ways, but, you know, he wanted to stay in school, in his school, so, you know, he kind of lived on his own and somehow put medals and plaques all over the high school walls, you know, making straight A's at the same time, you know, with his
mm-hmm.
music and everything. So he's really talented and really driven. And
is that something
he's
going to pursue too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's actually played on a few tracks with some Nashville legends. I'm trying to think of who. I can't think of their names off the top of my head, but
that's
some
all right. We know
album,
you didn't get a lot of sleep, so
yeah, yeah.
or
well,
any for that matter.
Well, some of the albums that you know, Craig, my friend, you know, works on, he pulls my brother in on, and he's been doing some big stuff with some Nashville folks, and my brother's, you know, pretty lucky to be asked to go there. I mean, I just go there and get coffee for everybody. No, not really. But no, he's really talented. He does all my drum stuff and beats. You know, that's the one thing I can't do. But he's a mastermind when it comes to any kind of percussion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's getting his nursing degree.
Yeah, I remember seeing him because I know he followed me, and I followed him back, and I thought I saw him in a white uniform, so I figured he worked at a hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's well, that's
him.
Good. I mean, you have to have,
yeah, he has a fallback.
When you're starting out, you
have to have
a job.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. And, I mean, I have a PR degree in marketing. You know,
do you really?
So,
well, we
yeah.
need to talk off air. We need
yeah.
to talk about some stuff.
I know. I need some pointers myself.
Yeah.
But,
well, we'll give you our knowledge of what we know, and you give us your knowledge of what you know, and I think that we can work well together.
Yeah, we collaborate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're getting to the top of the hour here, and do you have anything else that you wanted to ask, Dawn?
Go ahead, Keaton. Were you going to say something?
Oh, no. I don't even know what I was talking about.
Well,
I
can tell
you. I thought you were asking me.
Well, no, I was just going to tell you that, you know, Pam and I collaborate on her show, and then I have a show called Jam and Jukebox, and I do an indie artist showcase. So when you get your album release, please let Pam or myself know, because I'd love to, you know, help promote it and feature it on the show after it comes out, so that people will buy it and it can be heard as well. So, but you're an awesome individual and just incredibly talented. You do a lot of different things, and I think it will carry you far and serve you well, you know, down the road as it has so far.
Oh, thanks.
I have to
agree
with that.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Well, we'll let you go so you can get some sleep.
I'm so bashful right now.
Are you? You'll need to get over that, because you'll be a star in one venue or another.
Exactly.
Maybe all of them.
I don't know if I want all that. I just... Yeah. You know, I just want to make, you know, I just want to make a difference. I feel like there's not enough good out there, you know, or people who, I don't know. There's not enough heroes out there.
That's true.
So, well, I just wish I could be like that, you know.
Well, next time we have you on, you know, somewhere down the road when you're ready to release your album and you need some promotion and that, we'll have you on the show again so we can talk about the album and maybe upload some of the songs so that way they can hear what the new album sounds like, as well as the name of it.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, okay. I'd love that. Yeah,
great.
I'll keep you all in touch.
Great. Well, you have a good night. Get some sleep. And we'll chat again soon. And don't forget to hook up with Jason, your new buddy.
All right, I will. Yeah, I just uploaded the chat room on here.
Oh,
so,
did you?
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Keaton. We certainly enjoyed
it. I appreciate it.
It
was nice to finally meet you.
You too.
Likewise.
We wish
take care of yourself.
Much success.
Okay, yeah, we'll keep in touch on Twitter.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Sounds
definitely.
Great.
All right, thanks for the all the kind words. Bye.
You're welcome.
All right.
Good night.
Take care. Good night.
Good night. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, well, that's good. Now Jason has a new friend. He should be happy.
Oh, I know, really. Yay, go Jason.
Yeah.
Jason is awesome, for the record. He is just, wonderful, wonderful human being. So.
And Jason is part of a duo with Bren, and they have Soap Socialite, which is a soap event company. And they have some events coming up for All My Children, and these are based in L.A., so if you'd like to find out more about it, I believe that most of the tickets are sold out for people if they wanted to sit with a particular actor like Vincent Irizarry or Michael E. Knight or Opal. Gosh, I can't think of her name now. Jill Larson and Katie McClain and all of the All My Children people are going to be there. So I believe most of those tables are sold out, but they do still have tickets available for like front row seats and other seating. So, okay, he's telling me now just Michael E. Knight and Katie McClain are sold out. So I guess, yeah, there's still some tickets available if you'd like to have lunch with some of the All My Children actors for their holiday lunch. You can follow at Soap Socialite on Twitter, and they do have a website. I believe it's soapsocialite.com. Unfortunately, I was not prepared for this because I didn't realize he was going to be in my chat room. Is that correct, Jason? Soapsocialite.com? Let me know so that way I'm giving out the correct information. And check with them if you are a big soap fan and an All My Children fan and you miss them. So starting tonight, if you purchase two general admission tickets, you get one free. So that's a big surprise. That's the first announcement on our show tonight. So make sure you get to them. And that address, that web address is correct for their website, soapsocialite.com. And as I said, you can contact them on Twitter, too. So anything you have left to talk about? I guess probably our show tomorrow.
Yes, most definitely. Tomorrow, we have the wonderful privilege of having Miss Jean Cooper, also known as Catherine Chancellor on The Young and the Restless. She's going to be with us at 1 p.m. Eastern. We are ecstatic about this. She doesn't do a lot of interviews, and we've got her for 30 minutes tomorrow. So if you are planning to listen in or if you're planning to call in to speak to Jean, we ask that you call 10 minutes before we go live at 1 p.m. Eastern. The number is 718-506-1540 so that we can get you in the queue. We probably will do, you know, about 15 or so minutes of interview with her, and then we'll take some calls. Then we just ask that you limit your questions to one and try to limit your calls to that 1 to 2 minutes, and we can try to get as many people on since we are so limited on time with her tomorrow. But it's going to be a great interview. So very excited. She came out with a book recently, Not Young, Still Restless. And if you've not, if you really want a good memoir, good autobiography to read, I highly recommend it. It talks about her, you know, her younger life and her 70-plus years in show business, you know, and all the people that have graced her life that she's worked with and, you know, her upbringing, and it's just a wonderful tale. So I highly recommend it. And be here tomorrow. We will be here at 1 p.m. Eastern. So very
excited.
Yeah,
that's a special time. It's earlier than we normally do during the week. We usually do around 7 p.m. Eastern. So if you can, you know, join us, please do in the chat room and call, as she said, call early so that way you can get into queue, because I have a feeling that with 30 minutes, we're only going to take a few callers. Also, I'd like to announce on December 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern, speaking of all my children, we're going to have Walt Wiley with us.
Yay!
For an interview. So, again, if you'd like to call in, you know, do so about 10, 15 minutes before the show goes live at 9 p.m. Eastern time, which is 8 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Pacific. The number, again, is 1-718-506-1540 and press 1. You can follow us at Take 2 Radio on Twitter, and that's the number 2. We do have a website with our previous podcasts and upcoming guests, videos, and everything that you can imagine. Contact form if you want to contact us and ask us to get somebody on the show or just to say, hey, I love the show. That would be great. And that would be at take2radio.com, again, the number 2. Dawn, you can follow at Dawn Take 2 Radio.
I have to laugh because Jason has given us a new 800 number. He said 800
I saw that.
Pam Dawn is 800 Pam Dawn is the
yeah.
new number. Not really. We don't have an active
It's not
yet,
the real
Jason,
number.
We love Jason. He's in the chat room. He's keeping us all you know, entertained and just a wonderful person, as I said. But I love that. I love that,
yeah.
Jason. So anyway, and when that becomes effective, we will let you know. But right now... The one she said, yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, and if you want to follow Funny Boy, you can follow him at Jason _Spitzer on Twitter. And you'll have a blast because he's always coming up with something.
He is. Well, he and Bryn, they do a great job with Safe Socialite. And as Pam said earlier, they've got a lot of things coming up. So please follow them on Twitter. Also, check out their website, soapsocialite.com. And, I mean, they got a lot going on. And if you're a soap fan of any soap, past or present, they are the go-to people. So, you know, check it out.
Yeah, they have some great events coming up for 2013 that they discussed on one of our debut show. But we don't have time, unfortunately, to go into that right now. If you follow them or go to their website, you know, and keep up to date with... Oh, also, they have a letter, an email letter that goes out that you can subscribe to. And it's newsletter at soapsocialite.com. And if you subscribe to that, they'll also let you know, you know, who's coming up, what events are coming up from what show and what actors will be there and how much tickets are. And another thing I have to give them kudos for, their tickets are reasonably priced. I
mm-hmm.
went to a couple events recently that were quite a bit of money. And, you know, it was worth it to me because these shows are off air. It was for One Life to Live. And these shows are off air. And when will I ever meet these people again? But Jason and Bren's tickets are so reasonable, you'll be like, what, that's it? And I get to sit with an actor, and I get to have lunch, and I get to see everybody else? Yeah, do it. I highly recommend it. You'll have a blast. So I think that's about all we're going to announce for today. And I want to thank you again, Dawn, for joining me. Also our listeners and our wonderful people in the chat room, and David and Jason and Michelle and our guest who didn't sign in with a name. And
yeah.
we love that you join us. Yes, we love that you join us, and please join us again tomorrow. So everybody have a good night, and God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, Dawn.
Good night, Pam.